It seems the money situation, you know, tax in Scotland and the amount that Scotland were getting from Westminster was a big thing for you. Mm. Was it that really stood out, or were there other things?
No, well, I could say, yeah, that wasn't the main thing. It was just one of many things. Like, people go on as well, like, since being down in England and I've my Scottish accent, I always do get asked yes or no, and I'm straight to it, I'm saying yes, and they're like, why? Like, oh yeah, you're this, that. England are subsidising Scotland, like, they're, like, giving them money, and yeah, you should leave because of that, we're just paying you off. But it's actually the other way about. People just don't look into it.
I suppose you're touching on the side of the argument that's then not clear, isn't it? Is, you know, who is doing what, where? Because there's a big discrepancy between, you know, the different campaigns, the Better Together campaign and the Scottish Independence campaign, as to, you know, what the actual facts are, where they're getting them from. I think we could probably debate that one a long time. But just to get back to the kind of student basis, because obviously a lot of our listeners will be students, you know, you've come to UCLan, and you've actually chosen to pay, I do understand, £9,000 in tuition fees, but yet higher education is free in Scotland. Do you mind telling me a bit about that?
Well, yeah, like, it would have been so much easier to go to Scotland to do my course, but the thing is, when I was picking my course, the only place where I could actually go for, like, there is courses in Scotland, in Glasgow and Edinburgh, that do fire risk assessments and stuff like that, but that's, I wouldn't say that would be to my needs, and it would be so much better if those type of courses were there, because it does help with the financial side. You're not needing to worry about, like, thousands of pounds down the line when you've old and you've got your job.
Well, I suppose that was one of the things about is the Scottish Independence campaign, in that tuition fees seem to be a big thing. I'm sure it is to most students in the UK in general, because we're now paying £9,000 in tuition fees. And, you know, the Scottish National Party was saying that, you know, this wasn't going to happen in Scotland, and if you stick with an independent Scotland, this would not happen. So, I mean, that seems to have been a big thing for people your age, my age in fact, but it's interesting that you mentioned that you came here because the course you wanted wasn't necessarily in Scotland, because of course in the UK, you know, as a whole, there are lots of universities, but if you did start to split up the UK, which is the proposal that is in a sense being pushed, not so much cutting off, but you know, giving more powers to Wales, Scotland, England, and separating them politically, it would still be good to share certain things. And when it comes to higher education, it seems like that's still something you're keen to share and want to be a part of. Does that mean there's no kind of hard feeling between England and Scotland? 'Cause I can see the smile on your face. You've got something to say here.
Well, to be honest, I really don't care who's in power. I would happily have Scotland and England together, still have the Union Jack if you want it, just as long as England gave Scotland just power to, like, run their own country. I would keep the alliance.
Seems to me that we could go on a long time here, because there was a lot at stake. I'm quite interested to kind of bring this back to how you feel about today's result, because there's still, even with a no vote, people are still saying, you know, that Scotland are going to get more power. Do you feel that will actually happen, or do you think it's just words?
Well, Boris Johnson's already said that Scotland's no way he's going to devolve more power to Scotland. Well, that party are going to devolve more power to Scotland. I think it's all words.
I reckon it's to keep the peace at the moment, but, I mean, there was no... this problem's been building up for a while. There's a reason why Scotland has some of the poorest areas of the UK. It's the lowest lifespan in the UK.
Again, it's interesting that you say that about the poorest areas, because today, you know, statistics have found, or people have been pulling together the data and found, that it's the people in the working class areas that have voted yes, and it's the older people or an older generation that are voting no. How do you feel about that?
I would also add that it's the like the upper class, a lot of them have voted no. They're in a comfortable position. They're earning a lot of money. They like they're fine with their lives. And the older people, they you know, old people are like known to not want change. Like they don't get they. Just, well, they're stuck in their ways, kind of. It's the working class people who probably suffer the most, like, over this whole thing, because they're, the poor are just getting poorer, the rich are just getting richer. It's been going on for a long, long time, and it's since, like, all of the industry in Scotland has been shut down. Anyway, and that was a decision made in Westminster. Westminster can't really make a lot of... They don't really know what's happening up in Scotland. They're sitting themselves. Scotland needs... It needs to be its own country to decide what it was best for its people. The working class people really believed that they would be better off. The industry would still have to reopen. It would employ more people. It would be better for our economy. And we'd stop losing people because a lot of young people who are getting Scottish people who are qualified from uni are moving down to London and Westminster because that's where the jobs are and that's where the smarter ones are going. So I just think it would have like it would have really helped the country. Like we would have had to create more jobs. There would be more jobs available. I would have kept more of our younger people. There's a huge old age. The population in Scotland's just ageing. And in fact, you said they mentioned no, then, well, we didn't really stand a chance.
So to summarise, you don't feel that enough action is going to be taken with the result of the no vote and Scotland getting more powers. Those powers aren't necessarily going to be enough.
No, I don't see Scotland getting any more powers.
One final question. I think this might be the big one because this is about, you know, how do you go on from here? When you go back to Scotland, do you feel there is going to be this constant division for years to come, or do you think that things will gradually settle down now the election, well, now the referendum has happened?
I don't think it's going to settle down at all. Like, even just going through, I've not been in Scotland, obviously, since the result came out, but even just looking back through my Facebook today, it's picked up more than ever. It's like people are putting statuses about how it may be rigged, how like it wasn't fair, like just any excuse they can think of. I don't think it's going to quieten down until something happens, and I think independence could have like really sorted it, but until something happens, it's not going to quieten down. It's just going to pick up from here.
Yeah, I think no, it's definitely not going to be a subject that's going to get dropped easily.
At the time when Scotland joined back with England, it was beneficial for both countries at the time, but times have changed and it's gone throughout history. Scotland and England have become one, they've separated, they've come together again, and it's just happening again. It's like it's good for both countries at the time, but then there's other times where it's just better for us both to go our own ways.
And just in bringing this debate to a close, I can see that you're both still very passionate about, you know, voting yes to independence. The vote's already gone, but there's still obviously something more to come as far as you're both concerned. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.